since you left me, I've been out without... Through the doorway, I can see you both sitting on Amy's old purple couch. You are reading Song of Solomon by Toni Morrison, and she is reading Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Stout. The tabby Puddle Glum is between you, and I am happier than I can ever remember being. That's an excerpt from Gabrielle Zevin's book, The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey, a book we'll be talking about here on What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. A.J. Fickrey is a widowed, cantankerous man, an unsuccessful bookstore owner, spiraling down into a hole of isolation, alcoholism, and self-loathing. Until someone leaves Maya, a baby girl in his store, asking him to take her in. Gabrielle Zevin's novel is engaging, warm, and funny, with flawed yet smart and loving characters. Each chapter is prefaced by a letter from A.J. Fickrey to his daughter about his favorite books. But the best part of this story is the bookstore. A.J. isolates himself in his store, choosing to sell only books that he likes. But when Maya comes into his life, he comes out of a shell and opens himself and the bookstore to other works and people. And it becomes the place where the community comes together, where relationships are formed, where non-readers become passionate book lovers, where lonely souls find companionship. This is a wonderful novel, a book for people who love books. Following on this theme of letters in books, Letters to Isabella is a new book by Marley Call. He's an artist and professor emeritus of Bemidji State University. His book features 77 full-page egg tempera paintings, each accompanied by a letter to his granddaughter, Isabella. The paintings are rich in color and gorgeous, a vibrant mix of objects and patterns, each paired with a reflective letter about the painting and what lies behind its inspiration. His message is clear. Look for beauty in the common as well as the extraordinary. As Call notes in one of his letters, everything I do is about my everyday life and those events that seem to stand out. Call decided to write this book after a health scare, wanting to leave something behind for his young granddaughter. Here, he talks with Northern Community Radio producer Alana Yust about presenting the book to Isabella.
Last August, I was in Seattle, and I had a talk with my youngest granddaughter, who's 8. And I said, Julia, I have a secret to tell you, but you can't tell your sister. And I was telling her about the book, and she was all excited about it. And she kept the secret. Then, about 3 weeks ago, my family came from Seattle for a reunion, and I had a chance to present the book to Isabella. At first, she was sort of in shock of what is this? And then she saw her name on the cover, and she got this huge smile, and then we celebrated.
That's artist Marley Call talking about his new book, Letters to Isabella. You can find the full interview at kaxe.org. And now for some reviews from our listener readers. Here's Gail Otteson from Grand Rapids.
Marilyn Robinson's book, Home, is part of a trilogy about two families in the small town of Gilead, Iowa. Gilead, the title of Robinson's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel from 2005, tells the story of Congregational minister John Ames. We learn from that book that Ames's best friend since childhood, Robert Boughton, has been a Presbyterian minister all these years in the same small town. In Home, Robinson tells the story of the Boughton family during the same weeks of 1957. It is told through the eyes of Glory Boughton, in her late 30s, returned home to Gilead after an embarrassing failed engagement to take care of her aging father. Their large family home, once filled with 8 children, is today a quiet, lonely place filled with old furniture, old books, and constant reminders of the lives lived there. The event that turns the story is the return after 20 years of the brother, Jack, prodigal son, jobless, alcoholic, and yet most beloved of Reverend Robert Boughton's children. I thought about the characters in Home long after putting the book down. If you grew up in a small town, especially in the Midwest, Robinson's descriptions of slow summer nights listening to the sounds beyond the porch light will feel familiar. If you've ever returned home seeking refuge, burdened by the choices you've made, wondering about your own worth, this story will make you weep. Home isn't driven by plot, fast-paced or filled with action. It is slow and it is quiet. It is beautifully told through late-night solitary walks, the tending of neglected iris beds, the meals and the conversations of Reverend Boughton, Glory Boughton, and Jack Boughton. They struggle to confront their guilt and regret, and without easy answers, they attempt to find redemption in their return home. And Marilyn Robinson shows us, behind the daily routines of a small town, how we can care about the much larger stories that sum up a life.
That was Gail from Grand Rapids, and now we hear from Nathan from Bemidji.
I'm Nathan, and I recently read The Art of Language Invention by David J. Peterson, the creator of such languages as Dothraki for the TV series Game of Thrones, and Shivaisith for Thor, The Dark World. Peterson goes through the process of how he develops a constructed language, or conlang, starting with the sounds and vocabulary, and later describes how he makes a language feel natural and evolved, as well as how conlangs can be written out, not just spoken. There's plenty of history given about how languages can change over time, as well as providing an overview of linguistics specifically designed for those looking to create their own languages. The book is targeted towards conlangers, but even readers with a passing interest in languages and linguistics will find it engaging. Some of the book is quite dense, frankly, but Peterson knows how to use anecdotes and humor to keep things flowing, and there's a helpful glossary and index if you ever need to reference anything. It reads more like you're in a workshop with an entertaining professor rather than a boring lecture.
That was Nathan with his review of the book, The Art of Language Invention. Finally, Leslie has read In the Language of Miracles by Rajia Hasib. Egyptian family Al-Manshawi has worked hard to assimilate into suburban American culture, but a tragedy turns the family into outcasts. Hasib shows us a family where each member is trying to heal from the tragedy while attempting to find a balance between these two cultures. Says Leslie, I felt myself wanting to jump into the book and get them all in one room for an intervention. Thanks to Gail, Nathan, and Leslie for their reviews. And as always, you can let us know what you're reading. Visit our KAXE, KBXE, What We're Reading groups on Facebook or Goodreads. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, and this has been What We're Reading on Northern Community Radio.
I don't know just what my friend